Blog Talk Radio.
Coming live, a show-stopping, red carpet walking, elegant award show, September 29th, to a Metro Detroit theater, is the hottest award show of the year. It's the first annual Spoken Word Billboard Awards, celebrating the Hot 100 ranking artists from across the globe, in the elegant facility of the Village Theater, in Canton, Michigan, featuring performances by R&B sensation, Laurie Edwards, hip-hop phenomenon, Zach One, soul singer, Stephen Guy White, spoken word artist, Romeo Donati, romantic blues musician, Elvin Lloyd Horn, poet, Jamie McConnell, vocalist, Alfreda Castello, poet, Dom Touch Artist Register, spoken word artist, Jazzy Sadilk, and so many more. Be prepared for sheer entertainment that will touch every possible human emotion in your body, making you thirsty and already anticipating the next year's event. Tickets are $25 and are available through the Village Theater box office. Call 734-394-5300. To reserve your ticket today.
Good evening. This is Breaking Free with psychotherapist Lori Coburn. Tonight we are going to talk about special relationships in A Course in Miracles, what they are, how to turn them into holy relationships, and make your life beautiful instead of negative. Before we go into that, I would like to answer some questions from the chat room from last week that I didn't realize were there. Last week we were talking about twin flame relationships, and somebody asked, does it mean you're not whole in a relationship if you're not with your twin flame? No, you are whole all the time. Your wholeness depends on your acceptance of your true identity as the capital S self, that you are part of God, that you are a holy child of God, that you are the Christ self, whatever you call that. Your wholeness is not dependent on anyone or anything outside of yourself. When we have a twin flame in body, that's a special gift in the world of form. Not everybody has their twin flame in a body. A twin flame is just a person who mirrors for you the total unconditional love of God. Your real twin flame is your own higher self. But when we have soulmate types of relationships, there can be, for certain people for whom the twin flame path is their path or one of their paths, there can be another person called a twin flame that you have a relationship with. And this relationship teaches you about forgiveness and brings you back to your true self. It's always about coming back to your own Christ self. And so you can do that with or without another person. So just because you don't have your twin flame does not mean you can't be whole. You are whole right here, right now. And the only reason you don't think you're whole is because you don't accept that you're whole. So I hope that answers that question, that you do not need to have your twin flame in another person's body in order to be whole. The other question we had from the chat room was, will twin flames know who each other are? Sometimes, sometimes not. In A Course in Miracles, it talks about our primary learning partners. And this is what, in layman's language, we might call a twin flame or a soulmate. And it says primary learning partners often are actually at odds. They can fight, and they often do not recognize each other as a twin flame or a soulmate. And even for people who do recognize another person as a twin flame or soulmate, it doesn't mean they automatically get along. In fact, they might be in quite a bit of conflict, because it's through forgiving relationships that we come back to our true self, to our true identity. A Course in Miracles is all about relationships and forgiving them. And that is what we are going to be talking about tonight. We're talking about special relationships in A Course in Miracles, which are ego-based relationships. Then we will also talk about the definition of true love, how the body is needed in special relationships, how forgiveness is the answer to special relationships and leads to the goal of the holy relationship. You can call in with your questions at 917-932-8881 or write them on the chat board. You can also go to my website, LoriCoburn.com, and ask me questions through the Ask Lori button. Lori Coburn with two R's, LoriCoburn.com. Although I will email you back with the answer in a day or two because I don't have them right in front of me. Okay, first let's go to the definition of a special relationship in A Course in Miracles. The definition is to believe that special relationships with special love can offer you salvation is the belief that separation is salvation. That's in Chapter 15, Section 5. What we tend to do from the ego framework is we think that a special person, a special soulmate, a special twin flame, can give us something that we don't have. That person completes us. It's like that movie Jerry Maguire, "You Complete Me." Now, if our destiny, if our path is a soulmate path, there actually is some truth to the idea that you complete me, but only in the sense that when you join with the other person as yourself, when you completely love that person and see no separate interests, when you see that person as the Christ self, then they complete you. But what the ego does is the ego thinks that it can get something special from another person, and then they will feel whole. You have what I lack, and when you give that to me, then I'll feel whole. But if you take that away from me, I'm not going to feel whole anymore, and then I'm going to hate you. And that's why special relationships are really relationships of hatred. That's why when we get married to someone that we think is so wonderful because they do this or that, they have this certain personality trait that we love, or they make a certain amount of money, or they have a certain type of job that we admire, or whatever it is about them that we think is so special that we don't feel like we have. If that person stops being that way, then our love, quote-unquote, turns to hate. Because egos cannot truly love. Egos can only hate. It's only when we turn our relationships over to the Holy Spirit for its purpose that they are then turned into holy relationships. Because the ego always joins or attempts to join with another person in order to ultimately attack. But it does it under the disguise of love. And we all do this. There's a line in A Course in Miracles that says, everyone in the world has formed special relationships. So don't feel guilty about that. But what you want to do is know exactly what you're doing. When your relationship of initial love and attraction and you're totally enamored with that other person starts turning to crap after a couple months, that's because the ego has entered into it. When we fall in love, we actually are seeing the true Christ self of the other person. That's why they look completely beautiful. But we aren't able to maintain that without a conscious choice to let love be the ruler and the guide of our relationship. What all of us do is we go into the ego and we go into making the other person guilty. We go into attacking the other person. We go into being angry at the other person for no longer meeting our expectations. We all do this. The good news is we can stop doing that. And how we stop doing that is through forgiveness and giving the relationship to the Holy Spirit. The ego's purpose for the relationship is attack. The Holy Spirit's purpose for the relationship is love and forgiveness. Here's another quote from A Course in Miracles. If you seek to separate out certain aspects of the totality and look to them to meet your imagined needs, you are attempting to use separation to save you. How then could guilt not enter? For separation is the source of guilt. What this means is that there is one Son of God, but we are seeing billions of separate bodies. And so instead of seeing oneness, instead of seeing the totality, we look to one special other body to make us feel whole. And this says we have imagined needs. Why do we have imagined needs? Because we forget that we are the holy child of God who has everything. When we return ourselves to our true identity, which is the aim of the workbook of A Course in Miracles, we recognize that we no longer have any needs. We recognize that all the needs that we imagine that we have here on earth are instantly and automatically fulfilled by the Holy Spirit. Because we are part of God. How can something that is part of God need anything? It can't. When we know that we're not these bodies, when we know that we're spirit, think about that for a second. You are spirit. Does a spirit need food? Does a spirit need shelter? Does a spirit need a job? A spirit doesn't need anything. And lesson 97 in A Course in Miracles is, I am spirit. Lesson 191, I am the Holy Son of God himself. I cannot suffer. I cannot be in pain. I cannot suffer loss, nor fail to do all that salvation would ask. And what is salvation? Simply the recognition that you are home with God right here and right now. You are dreaming that you're a separate self that wants to go out and find another person so that you don't feel alone and afraid. Isn't that why we want a relationship? We don't want to be alone. We feel more secure in a relationship. We feel more whole. But all of those feelings of insecurity, thinking we're alone, thinking that we need something outside of us to make us feel safe, those are imagined needs. Another course quote, again from chapter 15, section 5, is, because of guilt, all special relationships have elements of fear in them. This is why they shift and change so frequently. Once we get a relationship, part of us is afraid of losing it. This goes for romantic relationships, for relationships with our children, our friends. There's always the threat of loss once we think that we have a relationship with another person. But the only real relationship is the relationship with the capital S, self. The only real relationship is from the Christ to the Christ, from God to God. That is the only true relationship because that's the only place where love resides. If you think you have a relationship with another body, think again. I like to say that I don't have a relationship with my partner, Rod. That is the false relationship. That's the illusion. The real relationship between him and me is from the higher self to the higher self. That's it. Here's the definition of true love in A Course in Miracles. Lesson 127, there is no love but God's. Perhaps you think there is a kind of love for this, a kind of love for that. Love's meaning is obscure to anyone who thinks that love can change. And thus he thinks that he can love at times and hate at other times. He also thinks that love can be bestowed on one and yet remain itself, although it is withheld from others. Love cannot judge. As it is one itself, it looks on all as one. Its meaning lies in oneness, and it must elude the mind that thinks of it as partial or in part. Love is a law without an opposite. There is not one principle the world upholds but violates the truth of what love is. Seek not within the world to find your capital S self. When I first read this lesson, I was upset because I felt that my love with my twin flame was special and better than other types of love in the world. I thought it was the best kind of love out there. But I learned, finally, that there is no love but God's, as this heading suggests. There isn't a love for one person and not for another. If you think that you can love one person and exclude the rest of humanity, that is not love. That's ego-based illusion of love. That's actually hate and attack. Because when you are leaving anyone out of your heart, you are not in true love. This is a blow to the ego, but a good blow, because the ego can't love. The ego can only separate and make guilty. The body is central to special relationships. And let's look at a number of course quotes that speak to this. The special relationship is totally meaningless without a body. The special relationship is a device for limiting yourself to a body and for limiting your perception of others to theirs. The great rays would establish the total lack of value of the special relationship if they were seen. For in seeing them, the body would disappear. That's from Chapter 16, Section 6. There's a wonderful story in Gary Renard's book, Disappearance of the Universe, in which he talks about seeing his wife at that time, who was Karen, as this column of light. Her body disappeared, and all he saw was light. And that speaks to this line, For in seeing the great rays, the body would disappear. This course quote about the special relationship being meaningless without a body makes perfect sense when you realize that only bodies separate and only bodies make special love. I love this body, but do I still love this body when it gets fat? Do I still love this body when it gets old and decrepit? Do I still love this body if this body decides to leave me? Do I still love this body yells at me or tells me I'm no longer beautiful? The body makes everything special and separates it out in one way or another. And it can make other bodies special in a hateful kind of way also, because there are special love relationships which say, I like you, you make me feel good, so I'm going to treat you special and I'm going to love you. There are also special hate relationships where it makes it special by virtue of, I can't stand you, I hate you, and my world would be complete if only you were not in it. So special love is, I need you in my world to make me whole and fulfilled and happy. Special hate is, I need you out of my world in order to make me whole and fulfilled and happy. Here's another quote from A Course in Miracles about bodies being central to special relationships. When the body ceases to attract you, and when you place no value on it as a means of getting anything, then there will be no interference in communication, and your thoughts will be as free as God's. as you let the Holy Spirit teach you how to use the body only for purposes of communication and renounce its use for separation and attack, which the ego sees in it, you will learn you have no need of a body at all. In the holy instant, there are no bodies. That line, in the holy instant, there are no bodies. This paragraph about talking about when the body ceases to attract you. As you do the workbook lessons of A Course in Miracles, you place less and less value on the body. You start to really come into the truth that bodies are illusory projections from the mind, and you no longer make them real. And therein lies your freedom. Because what happens when we are attached to another body and it dies? When that body dies or goes away, we are bereft. We don't feel free. But when we know that we can never lose someone else, when we know that that person we love is not their body, and when the body drops, we are still as completely connected with them as ever, then we are still whole. We don't have to wait until we die and get to heaven to see them again. They're here right now. They're not gone. They are completely here. When you've experienced this, you will no longer believe in the body like you used to. You just can't. Everything changes in the world for you when you stop believing that your five physical senses are all there is. The body induces us to believe in our five physical senses of sight, hearing, taste, touch, and smell. But there's so much more. There is so much more. And that's when we see with our spiritual eye, with the third eye between our forehead, or we listen with our heart. And it doesn't matter if you are completely physically separated from your soulmate or some other person that you truly, deeply love, because physical separation means absolutely nothing. You are completely joined, and it's only the thought of separation in your mind that keeps you separate from that person. That's why with the question from the person last week of, are you not whole if you're not with your twin flame? Not at all. You are completely whole because you are with your soulmate. You are with your twin flame at all times. It is only your lack of recognition of that that makes you feel separate. There is no separation ever, ever. Here's another course quote about the body as being central to special relationships. The quote-unquote better self the ego seeks is always one that is more special. And whoever seems to possess a special self is quote-unquote loved for what can be taken from him. Where both partners see this special self in each other, the ego sees, quote, a union made in heaven, unquote. For neither one will recognize that he has asked for hell. A Course in Miracles pokes a lot of fun at our romantic relationships that we think are going to make us feel special. He's in love with me, so that makes me special. She's in love with me, so that makes me special. I have a partner, so I'm more special than people who don't have partners. Together as a unit, we are better and more special than other people. The ego sees a union made in heaven, but what we are really asking for is hell. Because when we think we're special and better or separate from anyone else, all the other people out there, we're actually in hell. The Holy Son of God himself cannot be separated from his one self. And if we try to do that in any way, shape, or form, we have asked for separation, for guilt, for fear, and for hell. It doesn't feel good. We don't really want that. The ego makes us quest for special relationships and tells us, if you get this, you are going to be in heaven. If you get this, you've arrived. If you get that perfect romantic love relationship, that's the ultimate quest here. You've attained it. And it's a total, complete lie. I've been separated from my twin flame now for 10 years this time, and it was 10 years before that that we were separated before we reunited briefly. And I can tell you that I am now joined with him in my mind, and I am more joined with him now than I ever was when we had a relationship for several years in the body. We fought like cats and dogs because we could not handle the brief glimpses of unconditional love that we showed to each other. We had to totally attack that and destroy it because that's what the ego does with love. The ego crucifies Jesus Christ. The ego shoots and assassinates people with mighty ideas like Martin Luther King and Abraham Lincoln and John Kennedy. The ego hates love and will crucify it. And what I did with this person who reflected that unconditional love toward me is I absolutely tore him apart. I tore him apart in my mind. I attacked him viciously with my words, with my mind. But I hid behind this face of innocence that the Course in Miracles talks about. And I said, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. You're acting like an idiot, and so I have every reason to judge you. What a lie the ego told me. I refused to see his Christ self after the initial falling in love period and simply saw the illusory self that I projected, and he complied with acting out. We fought like crazy. It was insane. It was absolutely insane. But through the process of forgiveness, I've come back to the wholeness. I had to forgive myself for attacking this person that I loved so dearly. And I also had to forgive myself for not even realizing that I was attacking him all these years. I just thought I was justified in judging him because he acted out, because he had a temper. I didn't even realize that I was making him act out for me. And that's another course in a course quote, under forgiveness. It says, you do not realize that you are making them act out for you. For if you did, the guilt would not be theirs, and the illusion of satisfaction would be gone. Once I realized that I was making this person act out for me, it still took me years to totally forgive him because I still wanted to make him wrong. But once forgiveness was total, then I realized I've always been joined with him. I've never been separate from him. All these years that I thought that we were apart, it's not true. It's not true. And this may sound crazy if you believe in the body and you believe in the idea of physical separation. Because as I said, I have not seen this man for almost 10 years. But I am so completely joined with him now in spirit, more than I ever was when we were in the body. And it is a holy relationship now because forgiveness is total. Forgiveness is total. I see his Christ self. I see him as myself. He is me. I am him. There is only love now. And this is far better. I would rather have this than have a bodily relationship where we act out the ego judgment upon each other. No thanks. No thanks. Here's another course quote about forgiveness. Because forgiveness is the answer to all of your special relationships. And again, we have about 15 minutes left. You can call in with questions at 917-932-8881 or ask questions on my website, LoriCoburn.com. That's Lori with two R's, L-O-R-R-I, Coburn, C-O-B-U-R-N. And I will email you later with the answers. Another course quote on forgiveness is, forgiveness must be practiced, for the world cannot perceive its meaning. That is in Lesson 134, Let Me Perceive Forgiveness as It Is. Forgiveness has to become a habit and it has to be practiced. It doesn't happen all at once. But once you make it a habit and you start forgiving everything all the time, it gets easier and easier and easier. When I talk about forgiveness having restored the holy relationship to me and my twin flame, that is something that is an experience that I would not have believed even 2 years ago. It's an experience of joining. It's an experience of joining in truth that is outside of space and time and beyond this world. It is way better than anything this world can offer. Because as A Course in Miracles says in Lesson 122, forgiveness offers me everything I want. Forgiveness offers you total and complete love without exception. Because love and peace are what we are all after. What are we looking for when we want to be with another person? We're looking for the experience of love. What are we looking for when we want to have sex with another person? We're looking for that experience of love and peace and joining. What are we looking for when we want to hold our loved one's hand? We are looking for that experience of peace and love and connection. And what you find when you do the forgiveness practices of A Course in Miracles is that you absolutely have that experience all the time, already, even without another body. And that's when you are free. I'm finally free. And that's what I wrote about in Breaking Free, how forgiveness in A Course in Miracles can set you free. You are free right here, right now. You just have to recognize it. You are enlightened right here, right now. You just have to wake up to the truth that is right before your very eyes. And forgiveness is what does that. And through A Course in Miracles, when you forgive this person that is driving you crazy, that person is your savior. There is nothing to be saved from. But when you forgive that person, you wake up and you realize, oh my gosh, I'm making this all up. I am the love that I am seeking. It's not in someone else. It is not out there. It's in me. And you will get this experience if you want it. It's there for you. I promise you. Absolutely guarantee you. It is there for you. Here's another course quote. Whenever you are angry, you can be sure that you have formed a special relationship. We can only be angry if another body, another person, is not meeting our expectations. When we are in the place of our Christ self, we have no expectations on another. And that's when your relationship gets really, really good, even in form. I'm in a holy relationship with my soulmate, Rod. And as we have forgiven each other and moved into this place of unconditional love, and it's not that we don't fight anymore. We move back and forth into the special relationship also when we have expectations. But this relationship has become so sweet and so tender and so wonderful as we have forgiven each other and as we have taken responsibility for projecting our own crap onto each other, and we no longer blame each other. This relationship has become so beautiful. It is like living a dream. It's living the happy dream. It's seeing the real world which A Course in Miracles calls the world forgiven. The real world is still an illusion, but it is so close to heaven that you are experiencing it as you walk this earth, or I should say, as you appear to walk this earth, because you are home in heaven just dreaming of exile. It is a real experience. Here is a prayer from A Course in Miracles, chapter 15, section 11, that you can use to practice forgiveness with your partner. I give you to the Holy Spirit as a part of myself. I know that you will be released unless I want to use you to imprison myself. In the name of my freedom, I choose your release because I recognize that we will be released together. A Course in Miracles is all about the fast track of forgiving your relationships in order to instantly recognize that you are in heaven now. The path of A Course in Miracles is forgiveness through relationships. It is the fast track, and it promises that it will save you thousands of years in your journey home to God. You do not have to perfect the body. You do not have to meditate for long periods of time. You do not have to make holy what is hated, which is the body. Those attempts will work. Those Eastern theology methods of meditation, celibacy, only eating certain foods, burning off your karma, all of those things, they work. They work. But as A Course in Miracles says, they are attempts to make holy what is hated. That means the body. We're trying to make ourselves holy by purifying our egos, by getting rid of all these ego attack thoughts that we have. They will work, but they take a long time. Forgiveness of your brother restores the universe to both of you in the holy instant, which is now. When you have totally forgiven someone, you will experience heaven. You will experience it right here on earth. You will experience your true self, your Christ self, right here, right now. I know it because I've experienced it, and I know a lot of other Course in Miracles students who have experienced it as well. It truly is the fast track. Okay, let's move on to the holy relationship, which is our end goal. In the holy instant, where the great rays replace the body in awareness, the recognition of relationships without limits is given you. But in order to see this, it is necessary to give up every use the ego has for the body and to accept the fact that the ego has no purpose you would share with it. For the ego would limit everyone to a body. This gets us back again to our one choice, our choice between the ego's thought system and the Holy Spirit's thought system. We have one choice between fear or love. The ego would use the body to separate, attack, and make guilty. The Holy Spirit uses the body to join and to communicate. When you give your body, your life, your ego, your whole personality framework to the Holy Spirit for its purpose, what happens is you recognize that you truly are not here in this world. You seem to be here, but you are a spirit who is functioning temporarily in a body, or seems to be functioning temporarily in a body, in order to bring light and love to the world. That's the Holy Spirit's purpose for a body. And when you join with others in relationships, it is so cool. You start meeting all these people that are your oldest, dearest friends. When I go to Course in Miracles meetings and retreats around the country, I constantly am meeting these people again in this lifetime for the first time, but they feel like I've known them forever because truly I have. They are the Christ, I am the Christ. We are old friends meeting again, and it is the coolest thing. You see the Christ light in their eyes. And so what's happened to me is I've moved from having my special relationships with my twin flame and my soulmates to having this Christed relationship with all these people who are my beloveds. It is awesome. So love is no longer limited to a few bodies. It's total. I'm not separating out anymore this special love in certain special bodies. It's with everyone. It is amazing. It is just an amazing experience, far beyond anything a romantic relationship in this world can offer you. And on top of that, I still have a romantic, cool relationship in this world. It's really great. Here's another course quote from Chapter 15, Section 5. In his function as interpreter of what you made, the Holy Spirit uses special relationships, which you have chosen to support the ego, as learning experiences that point to truth. Under his teaching, every relationship becomes a lesson in love. All you need to do is take the screwed up, messed up ego relationship that you have and say, Holy Spirit, take over. But be careful, because in chapter 17, it talks about when you first do this, everything may seem to go to hell in a handbasket. All hell breaks loose, because what you've done is you've given a new purpose to your relationship. And so the old goal no longer works. The old goal of keeping attack as its major purpose is no longer its purpose, but the ego will rise up and start attacking even more in order to bring you back to this old way of relating to each other. And then what happens is you attack each other so bad that you want to break up. But A Course in Miracles says, hear not this now. Don't do this. The ego will counsel you. Substitute a new relationship for this one, so that you can go back to the old goals of separation and attack and guilt. Hang in there. Keep turning it over to the Holy Spirit. Keep knowing that you are making this person act out for you, and refuse to see the ego in the other person. Forgive the other person. Forgive yourself for your projections of blame onto that other person. Say, Holy Spirit, help me to see what I need to see about myself. What am I projecting onto that other person? What do I need to see? What do I need to forgive in me that I'm putting onto the other person so I don't have to look at it? That is what saved my relationship with Rod. If I didn't have this forgiveness, we would be broken up many times over. In fact, in the early days of our relationship, I used to threaten to break up every other week. But thank God for A Course in Miracles, which said, stop it, Lori. Stop. Stop blaming Rod. Stop projecting guilt onto him. It's you. It's all you. It's all your dream. And that's what saved you. And so in the holy relationship, all separation vanishes as holiness is shared. Chapter 15, Section 6. And the final verse that I'm going to share is from The Only Real Relationship in Chapter 15, Section 8. You are forever in a relationship so holy that it calls to everyone to escape from loneliness and join you in your love. God gave the sonship to you. Nothing that ever was created but is yours. Your relationships are with the universe. That is so cool and so awesome and so all-encompassing. Feel free to visit my website, loricoburn.com, LORRICOBURN, to pick up my book, Breaking Free, How Forgiveness and A Course in Miracles Can Set You Free, or to ask me any questions you have about A Course in Miracles. All of your relationships can become this beautiful if you are committed to the idea of forgiveness and you keep asking the Holy Spirit for help, your life will become a jewel. It will become gold. God bless you, and blessings upon you. Good night.